have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's amazing. It's Tuesday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? You ever wondered that? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around right now anywhere in the world, you still can listen as it is happening by going to the listen line, call on your phone. You can listen, call in the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP catch up. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out? What the?
Amazing.
It is amazing. Several things are amazing to me. May I name you two or three? Yes, Jesse, you may. It's amazing to me that the battle that we all fight is spiritual. It's not physical at all. Just think about that. And in the blindness, we think it's physical, but it's not. It's also amazing to me that there are no such things as problems. Problems does not exist at all. It may be your fault. Problems do not exist. Period. It's an illusion. Isn't that something? They do not exist. No such thing as problem. One, two, that's too amazing. Number three, not one person on the planet. Not one, unless they have truly, they are truly working on themselves, men or women, men, male or female, and they are finally getting it. Not one person on the planet is happy. Nobody is happy. And to really see that, I was like, what the? I used to think that that person with all the money was happy. I used to think that that popular person, male or female, that socialite person or people were happy. I used to think that white person or white people were happy. I used to think that if you had a title, doctor, lawyer, pastor, bishop, pope, angel, whatever they call them, I used to think that they were happy. Young or old, not one person on the planet is happy. Isn't that like shocking, but amazing? And except for the few men and women who are starting to look in the right place for what happened. Oh, another thing, I'm going on the list. Not one religious person is happy. It doesn't matter the religion. No religion. Not one person in a religion is happy. Not one. Not even the people that teach the religion. Young old. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter the degrees that they have. Nobody is happy. Now, some people put on a fake show of happiness, but when they're alone, they cry. They cry. That is shocking, knowing that that is real. That is so real. And it's so true. Not one. It doesn't have to be that way. You, if you want to, can place your feet on solid ground and have perfect peace. It's up to you. Most people don't want it, I understand, and that's fine. It's totally up to you. And what most people do not know, except for those men and women are starting to work on themselves from within, and they're getting a glimpse that everything they ever thought or been taught has been wrong. You were taught from day one by your teacher and society, your parents and society, to live a life of death. And not a life of life. And all of your life, you've been suffering. And you're trying to deal with the suffering by bringing misery upon yourself and other people, the thrills of hurting others. You're really thinking that that's life. Oh, I'm alive. I have an identity. I can hurt others, you say. And this is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Nobody's happy. And it doesn't matter what they have. It doesn't matter the degree. And all unhappy people are blaming someone else for their unhappiness. They don't know that is all an illusion in their mind. And the last thing that most people, the last thing most people want to let go of is the imagination. Even though it's been said over and over and over, you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not even from the creator that created you. You won't let it go. You still hold on to thoughts. You still get mad. You still get emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. Ain't that something what love can do? You get emotional. And it's going to get worse. For those men and women who do not look and live from within. You got to go inward and live from within. Because as long as you're living from without, you're just going to have a miserable life the rest of your life. Ain't nothing going to change at all. And it will be your fault. You've been told where to look and where to live. The kingdom of heaven is within, you've been told. Look within. Love was right first and foremost, along with no one else or nothing else. And love your enemy. Most people refuse to do that. I don't want that kind of freedom to love. What the? They say. I prefer anger. Most human beings, if not all, most, really believe that anger is a human emotion and is normal. That's just a human emotion. I'm not perfect, you say. Anger is a human emotion. You need anger. Jesus' anger, which is a lie. Jesus was never angry, so the devil got you justifying his nature, calling it Jesus. And not one angry person has peace. But yet you say it's normal. What's wrong with you? Stay off the pot. Stay off the mushrooms. And it's going to get worse because in that emotional state, you voted in the wrong people to run your government. What the? And you voted them in over and over again to keep you in misery because in your fallen state, the devil tell you next time they would do better. And they tell you that too. And you vote them in again. Look what they did with Karabas. What the? Empty-headed. Lost female, the mayor of of California. And the mayor of Chicago, no better. And you put these people in charge. Even the law of spiritual law says there's an order to life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. And if you have children, the women watch over your children. Unless they want to take them in the basement and choke them to death. According to some report. But you vote in female to be the head of you. Your country, your family, your businesses, and look what's happening. Have you looked outside? It's not pretty. It is not pretty. And you keep voting in females as your leader. Even though the spirit of truth said, every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Including listen to your own mama. You will suffer. But you keep listening to the devil. So, nobody's happy. It doesn't have to be that way. You can overcome the world psychologically and emotionally. But you think emotions are good. Emotions are normal. Emotions are needed, you say. I got proof that you keep voting in these people. Just think about that. In the good old days, men and women of all races knew the order. They knew that women were not created to lead because they are, until they overcome and they can, they are the gates of hell. Hell comes through the woman. And it's not her, but it's the hell that made a home in her. Thank you, Eve. And they knew that because of that, her mindset would not be logical. Her emotions are not logical. And that everything she does is based on what she thinks and how she feels. And you put them in charge of your life. Look at the schools, the public schools and the private schools and the college schools and the schools. You've allowed these people to take over the school. Are they getting better? They were better when men were in charge. Look at the businesses. Look at the government. Is it better now you put these females in charge? Females in the good old days would outright say, I would never work for a female. She's too fitified. Her mindset is not good. She's jealous. And even women refuse to work for other women. You've allowed that to change, and look what's happening. The world ain't getting no better. We got to change it. I have proof. Yahoo News is reporting a California bill that will have let, think about this. And according to the report, it was a black female, and she was aiming to decriminalize theft-related crimes. It died in the committee, but a female recommended it. And black. I told you that not all, but black people turn your country into a ghetto. I told you that when you elected Barack Obama, and the country has been going downhill fast ever since, quickly becoming a ghetto. My country is gone. Yahoo News. A California bill that would have let theft offenders enter a division program. Black people love programs, huh? Because the civil rights movement told them they need programs. You need more programs for the blacks. They're never going to learn unless you have a midnight basketball program or some type of program. They're not going to learn any other way, and they still don't learn. But this female wanted a division program, diversion program instead of facing charges. Fox News.
But it is not. I want to play the soundbite for you because in California, they're advancing a bill in the state assembly that would lessen some of the penalties for theft. And here's one of the proponents of that bill. Listen to what she says. She calls it a crime of necessity. Watch.
The amendments make it clear that this policy applies to low-level theft crimes, no felonies, and codifies case law. And while we have diversion programs for drugs and mental health, we do not have the same for crimes of necessity led by poverty.
I mean, what's a crime of necessity?
Well, socialism is theft, so no wonder they support it. These are people who can't produce, so they steal instead.
Does this sound like the hood? Black neighborhoods are out of control because of ideas like this. No fathers, no men around to run them. The black female has taken over, and now you put them in your government. Now do you believe me that my country is gone? They don't want no police. Remember, Black Lives Matter. No police. Defund the police. And you said, okay. And then what happened? Then you say, oh, okay. No bail bond. Let them commit crimes and wait in the community for if they get a trial. And even then, they don't necessarily go into jail. And you said, okay, in my country. This heifer want a diversion program instead of jail. And you put her in government. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Your mama, your girlfriend, your wife, your female friend, whomever, it's never going to work. Ladies, stop listening to these women. Men, stop listening. Do what you want. But I'm just saying, you're trying to make something work that's never going to work. They defunded the police. Now we don't have police. And watch what's happening in the streets from NBC News. This is happening in the streets, right in front of your face, because there are no police over there. There's nothing to worry about. The handful of policemen that we do have, they show up after the crime is over and the criminal have gone. And they even if they get there a little early during the crime, the police wait around the block. And they're right around the corner. They, when the criminal leave, then they show up. And the criminals know it. Here's what happens as a result of putting the females in charge and getting rid of the bail bonds and the police, NBC News. And this is happening a lot now. It was a chaotic scene on the streets of Los Angeles as a street takeover led to looting.
Tonight, the push to crack down on chaos in the street. Fireworks exploding, tires burning, filling the air with smoke as more than 100 cars took over this L.A. intersection. Flames breaking out in the middle of an unruly crowd as police try to disperse an overwhelming scene. They say this latest street takeover broke out early Saturday morning, turning destructive. Dozens of looters trashing this liquor store, stealing alcohol, smashing glass and security cameras. Furious employees left to clean up the damage beside the skid marks of burning tires when the smoke cleared.
We've worked so hard to establish this business over 11 years, and just for it to be done after just, 10 minutes of people coming in here and taking everything that we have and we've built is just very saddening.
They don't care about the business owner. They care about votes. They want this happening. That's why they defund the police. They want you fighting. They want you mad. They want you worried. And while you're fighting, they get the votes. And if you notice, the people on the street, they're not caring about the police at all. zero. Was it like this before they defunded the police? No. When the father don't got the mother, his wife, and the mother to his children how to run the home, the house goes out of control. Same thing in the country, folks. Authorities call this a growing problem.
Local law enforcement says it's a concerning pattern of lawlessness. Last week, another crowd ransacked this AutoZone, police calling it a mob-like burglary, as young people in hoodies and masks cleaned out the store shelves. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department now urging the public to help, releasing wanted posters to help track down some of the at least 27 suspects captured on camera. Out-of-control trend burns through city streets.
Amazing, huh? It's amazing, too, that if the human heart is not working for you, you need the law of the land to contain the people. And if you take away the law of the land, human being goes out of control. Have you noticed that? Human beings literally go out of control when you remove the law of the land because they're not obeying the law of the heart. If you obey the law of the heart, the laws of the heart, there would be no crime. There would be nothing but love. But most human beings don't have the laws of the heart. And so you need the law of the land to contain them. But they have removed the laws of the land. No police, no bail bond. Let them out of jail. That's racism to put them in jail, they say. Human being would go out of control if they don't have some type of law to contain them. And this is a proof right here. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. Because you're breaking all of the laws of the heart. You're putting women in charge of leadership role. That ain't gonna work. Never gonna work. Can't work. Won't work. It's not gonna work. Just because you feel good about it and think you're doing something righteous, it ain't gonna work. And this is what you're getting. Where is Daryl Gates when we need him? If ever. We need a Chief Daryl Gates. We need him now. He was a tough police chief. And the Democratic liberals hated him because he was tough. Let me go to first-time caller out of California. Clara. Clara, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Patterson?
Peterson, Jesse.
Excuse me, Jesse Peterson.
Yeah, you can just call me Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Clara.
Yeah, I have a point to make across. I've been hearing you speak of mostly in your sessions about the Jim Crow area. You were brought up in the Jim Crow, is that right?
Yes.
And at that year, what year was those of the Jim Crow that you grew up in? Was it the 40s? The 50s?
50s.
The 50s. And my question is, why do you constantly bring up the 50s when we're in 2026? I don't know how you hold that an example all the time.
Can you hold on that so I can respond to that? I gotta take a quick break, all right?
Sure can. Thank you.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Couple announcements. Women's Forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. for ladies only. Every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. And I have to tell you, this year, the ladies started out with a bang, going all the way from the basement to the 50th floor and beyond. They're truly working on themselves. Those ladies' forums are amazing. And the men's forum are the first Thursday night of the month and Sunday for everybody. So this Thursday, ladies, see you then. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/event. RebuildingTheMan.com/event for more information. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the video. And we have the best counseling service on the planet. You may need two sessions. One, but maybe two. And some people do follow-ups because they just want to. Family, individual, counseling around the world. By phone, Skype, or in-house, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com to make an appointment or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. I want to go back to Clara, a first-time caller out of California. And Clara, you want to know why do I bring up Jim Crow law, I mean era, what'd you say, 2020, what?
2026.
Oh, okay. I bring it up to remind the people that they have been lied to, the whole world been lied to, about the blacks and Jim Crow era. They have been told over and over, generation after generation, by the liars, that black people, Jim Crow, somehow or another, was stopping black people from having a life. And in all honesty, blacks were doing better then than they are now because they didn't have leaders. They thought for themselves. They thought as individuals. They had their own businesses or jobs. They went to school. They raised their families. And then the so-called civil rights movement came along and lied to the blacks and lied to the people. And now, 70, 80 years later, the blacks are worse off today than they ever been in the history of America.
Okay. You know, I can sort of agree with that to some sort because I look at it this way. Back in those days of the Jim Crow era, those black people did have their own lands, did have their own lives, and things were pretty much different. It wasn't a lot of Hispanics. It wasn't a lot of immigrants so much back then.
Yeah.
You know, we pretty much had it a lot better back then. And as the times rolled, things got a little bit out of control. And my mother had property, and my great-great-grandfather had property,
yeah.
And I get you on that. You're so right. Things were different back then, opposed to the flip side, you know, where women had good men and
yeah.
men stayed with their families, and, you know, and even though we've seen segregation, but we had a little bit more structure. Now, as the times with Jesse and Al Sharpton came in for various reasons of unfair treatment to certain Black Americans. They stepped up to in a different way of trying to get us some order and try to give fair treatment, and it blew out of context.
That's not what they wanted. Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, Sharpton and all, they never wanted order for Blacks. They wanted to control the Blacks so that the Blacks would vote for them, and that way they could get money and perceived power. They brought disorder, because prior to that, Black people mm-hmm. had order. But those Jackson and other brought disorder, and now everything is out of order.
Well, we got that today of people trying to maintain profit or for whatever reason to get money off of certain eras and years of making money off of the people. We have people with platforms today not ministering hope for the Black people, as you call them, the Blacks, and Black people as yourself.
The Blacks.
Yeah, the Blacks, the beautiful Black people as yourself, you know, and people, you know, who try to have a platform to really make us see the difference in Jim Crow into 2026.
Yeah.
I mean, those eras were great, but they had, again, beatings. They had water hoses. They had, now we got the police shooting us. It's a different time and era, but the same thing is going.
What do you mean by shooting y'all? Are you Black?
Well, my name is Clara. Of course I'm Black. I was raised in a community of
what do you mean by the police shooting y'all?
Excuse me?
You said the police are shooting y'all?
Well, I include myself because I have Black African American family members and sisters that I grew up with around my area, I'm a Christian. So
have you been shot by the police? Have you?
No, sir.
So what do you mean by shooting police shooting y'all?
Well, I'm trying to make it a point here, if you let me, please. Back then of the Jim Crow era, they had get beatings and hung and on those things that happened back then. Now, today, there's a different type. Black people are working, and Black people are holding jobs, and they're not recognized.
Well,
they had
the dolls back then because the Black people were breaking the law. They were out there protesting, trying to force their way, following the so-called civil rights leader. They were trying to force their way into the white community to make white people love them, trying to move into the white areas because they were listening to the so-called civil rights leader. That's why they had the water hose and things like that to break up the chaos. What,
you know, and
just
go
and get dolls because they had nothing else to do. Let me get a dog to go after the Blacks.
You know, did the dogs chase you? Did they bite you?
Because I ain't participating in that mess.
You know, you didn't participate, but you're participating in another kind of situation where you're demonstrating what happened, and I get that, and I applaud you for that, but we need to start speaking more life into people in general. I don't see color anymore. I see people. I'm a Christian, and I know when I leave this earth, I'm going to have to give account to God on what I've done down here. Excuse me?
You don't see color?
I don't see color as a prejudice, what I'm trying to say.
Can you see me right now on the camera?
I know you're a black, handsome man.
I know. I thought you didn't see color.
Well, you're black. I'm white, and my neighbors is Korean.
I thought you said you were black. You said you were black.
No. Jesse, I said I don't see color.
No, you my said family. Your name was Clara. You said your name was Clara, and you were black.
I said my name is Clara. That don't mean I'm black.
Oh, you.
I mean, you know, I have black friends. I have neighbors that are black.
Oh, so I'm about to say, because white people named Clara, too. So you're not black.
Yeah. No, sir.
You white?
I am white as the pure white snow. How about that?
White is beautiful. So let me
ask. It is beautiful, and black is beautiful. We're all beautiful. God created us all in his own image, and that's what we should be talking about.
You are so beautiful.
Oh, don't sing to me. You sound so good.
Let me ask you one quick question because of time.
Yes, sir.
Have you forgiven your mother?
You know, my mom, she was an awesome mom, and I need to forgive my dad.
Why?
Because my dad was an alcoholic, and he was on drugs, and my mother would beg him to stay around and help her, and he chose the drugs, so that's who I need to forgive, my dad. But unfortunately, the drugs...
Have you forgiven your mother?
About what? That she took care of me? And raised me and cleaned me and made sure I was fed and clothed and sent off
to school. She was supposed to do that, Clara. She was the mama.
Okay, then. So what do I need to forgive her for?
She wasn't doing you a favor.
Well, why do I need to forgive her? She was
because she drove your father to drink.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because your mother was hell to pay. And your
mother was hell to pay? Was your mother hell to pay?
Your father could not. Your father could not handle the hell of your mother. And so that's why he became a drunk, or if he was a drunk alcoholic. But let me ask.
See, you don't even know.
Was your mother perfect?
Jesse, did you forgive your mother for turning your father away from you?
Yes.
Okay, then. My mother didn't turn my father away from me.
Claire.
Yeah?
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't have anything to forgive her for.
She was perfect.
She gave me life.
She was perfect.
She gave me life. Listen, like you said.
Your mama did not give you life. Human beings don't give life. Only God gives life. That's a lie.
Okay, well, through God,
your mama did not give
me
life.
Okay, well, my mother laid down with my dad, and I came in the world.
Was she perfect?
Nobody's perfect. You're not even perfect.
Clara, was your mama perfect?
My mother wasn't perfect, and your mother
wasn't
perfect.
What was imperfect about your mama?
My mother was a sinner, but she was saved by grace.
Did you forgive her for her anger?
She was always upset about something, but never angry.
Anger is upset, Claire.
Do you get upset?
Claire, I got to run. I appreciate it. 888-773-773. Super, super.
Super chats.
Couple of quick super chats. We appreciate your coffees here. And super chats. Krabby Turtle. Says, welcome to JLP show members.
Thank you, Krabby Turtle. Amazing name.
Eugene with a coffee says, good morning, Jesse and crew. I remember during Obama, gas prices went up to over $6 a gallon. And gas was running out, and Obama destroyed American steel. Trump brought back American steel. Thank you, Jesse.
I rest my case. You're welcome, and thank you. Jerome, you hear that? From New Jersey? You hear that, Jerome? $6 and destroy American steel. Amazing. And Trump brought it back. Thank you.
Aries One gifted a couple cans on pilled.net.
Thank you, Aries One. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate that very much.
A super chat here from VMST. I'm a math teacher, and it's the first day of classes, Jesse. Every single guidance counselor and every single vice principal at my school is a female. The principal is a beta male. Lord help the children.
What a mess, huh? It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Kids do not obey women. They obey the man.
And someone bought a coffee, says, good morning, all. What do you recommend for someone that is stuck and don't know where to turn to?
Look within. See your anger. Forgive your mama and your daddy. And start living from within. I promise you, everything will change. Because it's just, you're living in your imagination and emotion, and it's all an illusion. Amazing. Thank you.
And that's all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go to Spain, her around the world, and talk to Ramir out of Spain. Ramir, you are on the air.
Oh, my God. Jesse, how are you doing today?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah. Oh, Happy Men's History Month to you, too, sir. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. I listen to it all the time. I wanted to talk with you really quickly about three things, if that's okay.
All right.
All right. So, number one, I live in Las Vegas and in Hawaii and then in Spain. I travel back and forth, and you've been talking about Spain, and I live in my family is in the Basque Country, which is in the northern part of Spain, and the Basque people have been there for a long time before Spain was Spain, before Europe was Europe, have been there forever. And we live in a small little town, and I could not believe when I just came out here how many Muslims and Blacks are living in the town. It's mind-blowing. And it's like you were right about how they are there. I mean, just the other week, somebody went into a bar, one of these Black Muslims went into a bar, ordered a couple drinks and a tapas, which is something to eat, and he ran out without paying for it. And everybody was in shock. They've never seen nothing like that. Like, it's crazy how true the truth that you're speaking on your show. I want to say thank you for that, for
you're
being
welcome.
Truthful. Cause
it's amazing that the government there is allowing that to happen because they want votes. And they don't care
right.
what the citizens of Spain think about it or how they feel about it or that they yeah. have to protect themselves now. It's amazing how that is. It's mind-blowing,
so
man.
It is. It really is. I thought that it was because they didn't care, but they do care. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. Well, it's just amazing. So when you were speaking about that, I didn't really believe it until I seen it with my own eyes. And I was like, wow, you're so on the point with that. I also wanted to talk to you. I had something I finally disagree with you about.
Nice.
So you say when you judge, you're playing God,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Right. See, wouldn't it? So when I was thinking, been pondering about this, and I just wanted to confirm and ask your opinion. When we judge, are we not really playing God because God does not judge? So aren't we more actually playing Satan every time we judge? Because when I see somebody judging, I always see them. It always comes off of me as they're accusing, as the accuser.
Yeah, you're right. You make a good point. You are in your mind. People who judge others in their mind, they think they are God, but they are the devil. And the devil thinks he's God. And the devil,
right.
the people who judge, they are the devil, but they think that they are God and that they have the right. They think that. That doesn't make them a God, but they think that they are.
Right.
They are of the
you.
Devil.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. That makes more sense. They believe that they're God. Satan believes that he's God.
Right.
You know, listening to you, I've been listening to you, I don't know for how long now, probably like a year. It hasn't been too long, but I listen to you every day, and I do the silent prayer every day. How you helped me to drop my anger. I mean, my life is changing in so many ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so mind blowing. It's like, I can't even express it how amazing it is. Just the other day, I was talking with some people here with my family, my cousins, and they brought up a good point. We were having a conversation about the differences between man and woman with the biblical question. So I would like to answer that, if that's okay with you.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
All right. Now, I just want to first, I want to confirm that I don't believe it's okay, but the reason why it's okay to do that and the reason why the world is against men is because men own peace. We are the real men. When we get older, we become still, we are more, what I noticed with the men here too, is that they're still, and I noticed that the wives, everywhere I go, whether it's Hawaii, Vegas, or Spain, the wives are the ones that nag and are always like, ta 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 ta, and the men are like, kayate, got like, quiet, like, come on, leave me alone. Like, and so yeah. I noticed that. So I was speaking with my cousins yesterday, we were having a conversation about this, which was very interesting to me. And my cousin Lander, he brought up a good point. He was like, back in the days when we were hunters and gatherers, right, we had to go out and hunt for our food. And so when we were hunting buffalo, okay, in the beginning, we were hunting buffalo. We had the women and children, right? But we had the women with us, and we would have to creep up on the buffalo and not make a sound and slowly creep up to attack them, right? But the women would end up being like, hey, what are we doing? When do we go? When do we have, like, start talking? And they would scare the buffalo away. And so we had to learn to keep the women at home and tell them, look, you guys stay here, and we're going to go out, and we're going to hunt the buffalo and bring home the food. And while you guys stay, because women just don't have it in them to be still and quiet. It's like they have to make noise.
That's so amazing. Right?
And so when I hear the biblical question, I'm like, men, we are so accustomed to wanting to be still and quietness and peace. But I believe the world does not want that. And that's why the world calls peace boredom. Everyone always is bored. I'm like, we have to do something. We got to make some noise. We got to do something. Wow. And I think that is what the cause of it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Amazing. Thank you. I just wanted to call in and talk to you. I love you so much, bro. Like, you have done so much wonders. And I just want you to keep doing what you're doing.
You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. You will. God, if you amazing. Stay with it, you will end up with a clear mind. And in everything you do, you will do it with a clear mind. You will have the mind of God.
Thank you, Jesse, man. You're the best, bro. Yeah. I really appreciate you, man. You have a blessed day, and God bless all you guys.
You too,
all of you guys, man. All
thank
right,
you.
Take care now.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Isaiah out of Wisconsin. Let's see here. Isaiah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm well. So I called you a couple times, me and my wife, we have...
My
wife and I, we have 9 kids together.
Wow!
We are separated.
Isaiah, can you hold for me? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. The hate news, not the faint news, by the Yanka Baby. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
An excellent first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country Western Tuesday. A little bit of hate news, not the fake news read by the anchor baby. In today's primaries, you know, November's heating up. I guess voters in Alaska, Florida, and Wyoming head to the polls today for a key primary elections that will shape the November midterms. In Florida, the big race is the Republican primary for governor. With term-limited Ron DeSantis stepping aside, Trump-endorsed Congressman Byron Donalds is the clear frontrunner against Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, James Fischbach, and former House Speaker Paul Renner. Several congressional primaries are also on the ballot in the closed primary state. Alaska holds its top four primary for an open governor's race after Mike Dunleavy's term ends, with 17 candidates competing. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan faces a crowded field that includes former Democratic Representative Mary Peltola. Voters will also choose nominees for the U.S. House and state legislature seats, plus a ballot measure on campaign contribution limits. Wyoming holding statewide primaries for governor, U.S. Senate, and other offices. Polls close this evening, with results expected later tonight. We'll see. And a legal battle is heating up. A landmark federal trial begins today in Oakland, California, as four states take on Meta over claims that Facebook and Instagram were deliberately designed to addict children and teens, while the company downplayed the harms. California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey are leading the first bellwether case in a broader multi-district lawsuit filed by 29 states. Prosecutors allege Meta engineered features like infinite scroll, likes, and recommendation algorithms to keep young users hooked. They didn't even invent that. It's so weird. Boosting engagement and ad revenue at the expense of mental health. Parents hate their kids in America. They also say the company collected data from children under 13 without proper parental consent, violating the Federal Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and misled the public about the risks. If successful, the states are seeking roughly $200 billion in penalties, equivalent to Meta's 2025 annual revenue, along with court orders forcing design changes to make the platforms safer for kids. Meta has called to make the platforms safer for kids. Meta has called the demands outlandish and vastly disproportionate, I apologize, denying the allegations and saying it has long prioritized youth safety. The company previously cited a higher $1.4 trillion figure based on the state's penalty calculations. The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Jurors may hear from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Instagram chief and company whistleblower. An advisory jury will weigh the evidence, but the final decision rests with a judge. This is the biggest test yet of state efforts to hold social media companies accountable for youth harms. How much does this country care for kids? I think this is a show. ChatGPT for teens, though. They're coming out. OpenAI today rolled out ChatGPT for teens, a dedicated experience for stronger built-in safety protections for users ages 13 to 17. The mode activates automatically if a user self-identifies as a teen or if OpenAI system estimates they are under 18. It emphasizes learning through study mode, step-by-step guidance, and reminders against shortcutting homework. Features include break prompts, quiet hours, and options to limit human-like voice responses. Stronger defaults restrict contact involving self-harm, violence, eating disorders, and explicit material. Parents can link accounts for controls and high-risk notifications. The launch comes amid growing scrutiny and lawsuits over AI chatbots. impact on young users and their mental health. OpenAI says the changes support healthy, age-appropriate use while keeping teens engaged with AI for education. Why do I get the feeling our teens are being left behind in a way that is hard to explain? I need AI. I need AI to explain it to me. Folks, if we got the second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson coming right up. You could call in 888-775-3773. That's enough of the news. More Jesse Lee Peterson coming right up.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? What the? Amazing. Where did I get that graphic from? But we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. Oh, that's Diddy? Free Diddy. That's Diddy. I'm looking at the video up here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just got to run around but you still want to listen, you can on your phone. You can podcast and listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Who let the dogs out? Woo. Amazing. 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 It is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, and it's happening inside of you, not on the outside, but on the inside. I want to go quickly back to Isaiah out of Wisconsin. I had to put him on hold there. Isaiah, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying was I had called you a few times.
afternoon.
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to put my mouth as close to the phone as I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it better for you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, like I was saying, my wife and I had separated a couple months ago. We have 9 kids together. We in separate homes now. And we're not divorced, but we still kind of, we still communicate. And she comes over to the house still and all that good stuff. You actually, when I called you, I believe the first time, you had recommended that that I, like, pretty much change the locks on the door and all that good stuff. And then before we ended the call, you had said to act like, you know, if I didn't see clear to do it, then, you know, kind of like you have a wait and see type of thing.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did. And, it seems like, you know, like, things have, I just kind of want recommendations to see exactly what the next step should be, because, you see, I noticed that every time when she does come over, I stay far away from arguing, obviously, I'm in anger, and I know that any time that I correct her, as far as when she's dealing with the kids, obviously she doesn't like that. When I do that, obviously what happens is she'll take my, like, one of the, whichever kids that I'm correcting, I mean, that I'm correcting her with, she would take that kid, and she would then take them out of the house and take them elsewhere, just to get them away from me.
Why do you let her take them?
Quite a bit. I'm sorry?
Why do you let her take them?
Because, like, when I do tell her she can't take them, she would, like, fight back.
Meaning
like,
what?
She don't stand for, like, meaning, like, she don't just stand for, no, you can't take them. Like, because a lot of times they'll say, Dad, I want to stay with you. And then I'll say, no, let them stay. And then she'll just say, no, they're coming. And then it'll be like a back and forth thing to a point where she's looking for that argument. She's looking for more.
Yeah.
She gets very aggressive. So I just let it be instead of arguing.
So the kids live with you?
No. I only have the two older ones.
Oh, how old are they?
The younger ones. I'm sorry?
How old are they?
So I have the 17-year-old, well, 16.
So she can't make the 17-year-old or the 16-year-old when they don't want to, right?
Say what again?
She can't make the 17-year-old or the 16-year-old go with her if they don't want to.
No. So I'm not talking about the 16-year-old. I wanted to correct that. He's actually 16. And then I have the 18-year-old. He's an adult.
Okay.
But at the time, he was when I first spoke to you, he was underage.
Okay.
But yeah, she more of like make the younger ones go with her, like the one like my 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and like the 2-year-old. So she makes like when we have an incident, she makes them go with her, like mainly my daughter, like the one that was like. That looked more like me, like you kind of said, and the one who was more closest to me.
Right.
Anytime that she would have, when they come over and she would do things and she would like start crying or pouting or whatever, and then I would like, she would like be impatient and yell at her or whatever, I'll correct her. And once I do that, she'll, you know, obviously she'll go at my daughter and be like, you know what you're doing, and then she'll get ready to go, and then she'll take her, just her, with her. It's almost like she takes her away just to work on her. And then she comes back, and I notice that now she's been doing it so often now, because I haven't like spoken to you in a while, but she's been doing it so often now, she doesn't listen to me at all. Like, now it's to a point where I tell her to do things, she refused to. it's like she don't budge. The only one that listens to me now is the 2-year-old. The 2-year-old, she still, like, when she sees me, she lights up. But everybody else, all the other ones, they just refuse to listen. And then I hear from my 6-year-old, because he stayed at her house recently, I hear from him that, you know, it's so much order in her house, in her place. But when they come over to my place, it's chaos. And I do see that. And, you know, when I do see them acting the way they act, you know, obviously I understand that, you know, we pass that on to them. And I get all that. I can see it. And so I'm patient with them. And, you know, I still, even though they don't refuse to listen, it gets to a point where, you know, I kind of like, I just throw out, hey, look, if you don't listen, I'm going to pop you in the butt type stuff. Like, just to get them to see how they respond to that. And my daughter, the one that, like I said, was closest to me, she looks at me and she just laughs at me.
How old is she?
It's a joke. I'm sorry?
I just stay close to your phone. How old is she?
Oh, the one that I'm talking about, and I could be wrong. I could be a little bit off. She's six. I'm sorry, she's six.
Why do you let your ex-wife come and take your children?
Okay, because they stay with her because of school, for school reasons. And I work a lot,
So
I can't get them off to school. And that was one of the reasons why we made the agreement that they would stay with her. It's best they stay with her because she can get them off to school and I couldn't. So they stay with her, and that's one of the reasons why when I do tell her, she can stay with me. She'll go, like, no, they're coming. And it'll be there'll be a back and forth. She absolutely refused to listen. She refused to allow them to stay no matter what I say. So I don't even bother with it no more.
And so
I just let it be.
And your question for me is what?
I was just trying to get recommendations because at this point, just seeing what do you recommend me to do going forward?
Well, absolutely, I recommend that you not get angry because based on what you're telling me, your ex-wife or your divorced wife, whatever she is angry.
Well, my wife, we separated, but we're not divorced.
She's angry. She can't help herself. She's out of control. So don't argue with her at all because all angry people, they look for the thrill of getting a reaction from others, and they call that life. So don't argue with her at all. And if she get violent in any way, you call the police and have her arrested and just take her one day at a time. And change your job around where you can get someone else to watch over your children?
I'm self-employed, so I could, like, make changes and do that. But so I can maybe have a conversation where, like, and let her know, look, they can stay with me and I'll start getting them off of school and all that stuff as well. I can run that by her.
When you say get them off to school, you said they're not being homeschooled by your wife?
No, see, okay, so like I told you this a while back. You know, I gotta give you a recap on it. I told her to go forgive her mom. She did that. I did that. I forgave my dad. My mom, she already passed, and I knew to forgive her because I can see what I'm dealing with, obviously, and with conflict. So after that, I also told her, you know, according to her response and what I heard from her, what her mom said, that best that she stay away from her mom. And I also recommend her to stop working. I was going to take care of everything financially. And, you know, we just work on ourselves.
Right.
I was telling her that I recommend her to, you know, not work. And she said no to that. She's still going around her mom. And ever since then, it's like everything that I tell her to do, everything, she does the opposite. I told her, I can go down the line, everything, she just refused to do.
Well, if she's still going around her mother, you know, and you don't have a chance. It's never going to work.
Yeah, I see that. I can clearly see that now because when she comes over now, and I told you this, I told you this as well. I noticed when she does come around, it's like I can see how I can see how she's being so deceiving, like so conniving. It's like just how to a point where she's like every time, like if my little ones, I let them sleep in the bed with me. She tries to every time. It's that she's so S word. She's so wanting that all the time.
Yeah.
When she comes over. And every time we speak, it's about that for her. My wife, she wants to sleep in the bed with me. And
do you let her do that?
I gave in a couple times, and I noticed how.
Why are you giving in? That's what she wants. She's taking control of you, and she knows you're weak.
That.
Why are you giving in?
Well, I gave in all those times because I was listening to Evil, and I saw that. And I haven't. One thing I will say is although I was seeing, I saw what I did afterwards. I didn't. Don't walk away from the silent prayer. Still do that. I still do that night and day. Morning and night. But I gave in. I gave in. And it's a mess. It really is.
That's why she hates you, because she still know that you. She know that you're weak, and so she's coming over and she's tempting you with sleeping with you and with your children, and if she's living with her mother, I'm sure her mother feeding her a bunch of crap. And I highly recommend you continue to stay calm. Do not argue with the devil in your mind or in her at all, and you'll see what you do, and things will be fine for you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, just stay calm and don't play her game at all. And it'll work out. You'll be fine. And the devil will tell you that it's not going to work out for you, but it will if you really, really just watch those thoughts and emotions, not go with them, just watch them, and the light will guide and the light will help you.
I got you.
But do not let this woman pull you in at all into her hell.
I can clearly see that. I can see it now that I see exactly what you're saying. I just know it's not gonna work at all.
Right.
Because of it. Yeah, she's using her mom to at this point to get the kids to pick up the kids now. And her mom's using a car. The car that we both have our name on. So they're saying, it really is very messy.
Well, don't be a part of the mess. Let her be messy by herself. And don't react. There are times when you're going to have to speak up, of course, but don't react because you're giving life to the devil.
I got you. Okay. We'll do.
Stay with it.
Yes, sir. All right, Jesse, I do appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with
Take
it.
Care.
Okay. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Jasmine out of Texas. Jasmine, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello. Is this still White History Month?
No, this is Men History Month.
Okay.
White History is in July.
Okay. Well, it still feels like it.
Amazing.
But, so my question was, so my life changed, in the past 6 months. I was dealing with some domestic violence. I ended up moving to a different state, which is mostly white. I don't think they're used to seeing, black people or black women here. So I started working at this job that required me to be the only black girl there. And I need to know if I need to quit or not, because every day, I just feel like they're either talking about me, they're always staring, they're always overly nice. It's just not a good feeling. Like, I just feel different from everybody else.
When you say you moved away from domestic violence, you were beating your husband?
No. No, I was not beating my husband. I wasn't married either. It's my boyfriend.
You beat your boyfriend?
No, I wasn't. He was doing the violence.
What do you mean?
It started off as like verbal abuse, and then
there's no such thing as verbal abuse, violence. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, yes, it is. I mean, calling names, you know, just saying things to try to trigger me or get under my skin.
But those are just words. How can that be violent?
Well, I guess that's true. But afterwards, when that didn't work, he started putting his hands on me. So.
He started beating you?
I guess you can say that.
And did you say you told Harpo to beat me?
Wait, what? No, I just left. I left. I got help, and I'm in a different state and city. And
but as far as your work, those people at work are not judging you. You're judging them, and you're thinking that they're thinking and feeling what you're thinking and feeling. Why are you even paying attention to them in that way?
I mean, because certain things that I do, like, I'm still new to the job. I won't be there long anyway, but certain things that I do versus someone else, like, they have a different reaction. Like, the other day, I had messed up on someone's order, and, you know, I had asked for help most of the time prior before I messed up, and they didn't say anything. They were like, oh, she got it. She know how to do it. Until I messed up, and, like, instead of them saying something to me, I just seeing the look on their faces, and, like, every corner I turned, like, they were in groups talking to each other, getting quiet when I walked by, just staring at me. I don't know. It's just weird. I just feel like I get treated differently.
Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black.
And the workers, are they white or Mexican?
They're white. There's a few Mexicans, but yeah, white.
And so who looking at you? The white people or the Mexicans?
Both.
And
then sometimes customers act like they never seen a black person before. Like, they'll just stare at me, smile. They won't say a word, but, like, just stare. I'm just always stared at.
But why do you pay attention to that to see them looking at you?
I mean, I can't not look. I mean, someone's staring at me.
But
I'm looking too.
What?
When they're staring at me, I'm eventually look. I mean, I don't look for long, but, like, I notice that they're staring at me, or I feel it, and then I look, and yeah.
And so you're looking at them, looking at you, and you're thinking what?
I'm thinking, I'm trying to figure out what they're thinking. Like, if you can just see, like, how they're looking, like, they never seen a black person before. Like,
describe what that look like.
I would say, like, some would, like, smile without saying anything, which is fine, but they'll stare as well. And then some would just have, like, a blank look on their face and just stare. And I just don't understand why.
And so why do you call that looking at you like they never seen a black person? They smiling. And
because
just,
they don't do the same to nobody else. Like,
but you're new.
To me.
You're new.
I mean, I'm not that new. I've been there for like 4 months now.
You're still new.
I mean, 4 months is quite a while to me, but I mean, I know me. I won't do nothing like that. Like, just stare and.
But you are staring. You're staring at them, staring at you, and you think that they're staring at you. Do you think
I glance.
What?
I glance at them. I don't stare.
No, you look. And you in your mind going, oh, they're looking at me because I'm black. Yeah, I mean,
when they're in their little groups and they're whispering and walking by, they get quiet and they just start smiling out of nowhere, like not saying anything. What do I supposed to think?
Nothing.
Like, what are y'all talking about that all I can't hear?
All thoughts are all lies, Jasmine. You're too involved in their thinking, and you don't know what they're thinking, and you're believing the lies of what they're thinking, and you're involved in your own dark world, and you think that they're feeling and thinking what you're thinking. Here's what I recommend. What's your question for me?
Should I quit or not, since I feel uncomfortable?
But do you really think that in America that there are people who've never seen black people?
I mean, no. I mean, I know people have, but it's like, I don't know.
Here's what I recommend. If your life is not in danger, it doesn't sound like it is, I would recommend you give this a good try.
I am. It's a new job.
No, here's what I'm saying. When you look and these people looking at you, watch what your thoughts are telling you that they're thinking and do nothing about it. Don't believe those thoughts. Reject them by being aware and see what happens. Because those thoughts are lying to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. They cannot tell you the truth about anything. So whatever you're thinking about them, it's not true. The thoughts are lying to you.
I hope they are. Because in my head, I'm just thinking, I don't know what they're thinking, but from that.
And where are you, you're thinking what they, you don't know what they're thinking?
I'm just thinking all types of crazy stuff.
And where are those thoughts coming from?
My head.
And why do you believe
them? I
barely
talk.
I'm sorry?
I said my head, because I barely talk at work. So, yeah, my head.
So why are you believing that then?
That's just how I feel. I mean,
that's just how I feel. Trying to be all that I can be. But, Jasmine, those thoughts are lying to you. You don't just know what somebody else is thinking. Those thoughts are not going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
Think they are not telling you the truth. You believe in lies.
So what do you think they are thinking?
I wouldn't even think about what they are thinking. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they're staring at me like I walk by, they get quiet, they just smile. Like,
because
I can
you're
hear
staring
them talking
at
about
them.
Something.
You're
I'm not staring at them. I feel them looking at me, and I look.
But how are you feeling somebody looking at you? What the?
It's easy. I mean, like, if somebody's staring at you and I'm close by, I'm eventually, like, feel them staring at me. I can't really explain it. But like,
the thoughts are telling you, oh, look, they're looking at you. Look over there. And then you believe it.
Okay. I just won't look then.
You don't do anything that the thoughts are telling you to do except your job.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do my job the best I can. Try not to make no mistakes.
Are the customers looking at you too?
Yes, like everyone.
And are they supposed to look away from you?
I mean, no, but like they don't look at me how they look at the other employees. Like they stare. Even the kids, like they're all like amazed or something. Like,
are you the only black person?
Yeah, I am.
And so, so maybe you're the only black person in the whole town?
I've seen probably like one or two other black people here.
Who you play with?
Who I play with?
Yeah, when you at work.
No one. I literally barely talk. I talk when I need to.
So why are you not communicating with them?
We really don't have anything in common.
What do you mean?
I just work. I go to work, make my money, and go home.
Well, you got something in common. They're there working, making their money, and going home.
Yeah, but I also hear them complaining about, like, other stuff that I just don't want to engage in.
Jasmine, why don't you make yourself available? I have, but I also felt like
I was overly ghetto, and they started staring at me even more.
So what now?
So that's another thing.
You said what?
When I have engaged before in conversations, I felt like I was acting a little bit too maybe ghetto for them.
How you acting ghetto? What does that mean?
I don't know. The way I talk, I can talk country sometimes, especially like when I get comfortable with somebody.
Let me hear you talk. Speak country.
Well, not right now. I'm in my professional mode, but
hold
that's
on.
How I am at work, too.
What a mess. Hold on. Hold on. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Mess. Check out our celebration of the 250 years of America. We have a silver coin that you can invest in. Silver, you invest in silver, right? And it has my face on it. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And they're going fast. They are beautiful. I have one right here. Right here. Look how beautiful that is. And you're going to get it in a little case like that. You can leave it in or take it out. It's up to you. It's valuable. Isn't that amazing? And every dime we get goes back into doing the work. So you're getting a investment for yourself, and it's beautiful, and you're helping us to help others. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND. And don't wait until they're all gone, and then you blame me. Jesse Lee Peterson, Jesse Lee Peterson, right, .shop.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing, huh? War, and check out the rest of the merch. We have amazing merch. T-shirts and mugs and books and all kinds of things at JesseLeePeterson.shop. And you can make a donation at JOP, even there, or JOPTalk.com. JOPTalk.com. I appreciate your support. Don't forget the ladies' forum tonight. And not tonight, my bad, not tonight, Thursday night. Don't rush it, Jesse. Time goes by fast enough as it is. Let me go quickly back to Jasmine out of Texas. And Jasmine has moved into a new area with nothing but whites and Mexicans, few blacks. And Jasmine think they're looking at her. Jasmine.
It's not about looking at me. It's also about, like I said, when I'm just passing by, they can be talking and they just get quiet all of a sudden. I just feel like an outcast in a job, basically.
They may be, and I don't know. You know, black people are so touchy. Maybe they...
Yeah, I guess I am so touchy, according to your comment.
And black people, they may be thinking you may be touchy. So they don't know what to say. So why don't you... You said you don't talk much at work, right?
No, not really.
Why don't you be friendly?
Okay, I'll try.
No, why don't you? Why have you been doing that?
I just don't have anything in common with anyone I work with. Like, they're all older. When I do hear them talk, they're complaining about whatever they got going on. It's nothing for me to engage in.
Oh, you can't say hi, how you doing?
I mean, yeah, I do that. I speak to everyone.
Right. And so you be friendly, all right?
Okay, I'll be friendly.
And then don't wait for people to be friendly to you. You be you. You be free. And they will see the light in you. They will love it. Some will, some won't. And you'll be fine. Do the Mexicans treat you the same way the whites do, you think?
Yeah.
The Mexicans don't like you either?
I guess not.
Nobody want to play with you.
I guess not.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, I don't.
Well, no wonder. The devil got your mind.
I'm not going to lie.
Why are you not working on yourself?
I am working on myself.
Not if you're not doing the silent prayer, you're not.
You're right. I should do it a lot more often.
So what do you mean, I am working on myself? You're not working on yourself.
I mean, I'm working on myself as far as, like, getting myself back together and being alone again. I haven't been alone in years, so... Just trying to rebuild life.
You can't rebuild life. I recommend, Jasmine, you get serious about your spiritual life and you do the silent prayer every morning and night, and then you practice staying present, because the devil got your mind. I don't know what's happening at work, but the devil got your mind at work, and he has you looking at these people and he's telling you what they're thinking, how they feel, and you're believing it and you're reacting to it. And now the devil, you're saying, the devil, like, you should just quit. You should leave this job. And then when you do that, the devil going to laugh at you. And then you're going to go get another job. And the same thing, or even worse situation will come because you believe in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your head.
Yeah, I know.
And so you're doing it because you're not in the light. You're in the darkness of your thoughts and imagination. And you're believing things that are not true. And even if it was true, if you were not in your thought about it, you wouldn't even be thinking about it. That would be the last thing you'll think about, how those people feel about you. You would treat them the way you would like to be treated. You wouldn't want anything from them.
Right.
Why don't you work on yourself? What's wrong with you?
I mean, nothing's wrong with me.
And then why don't you work on yourself then?
I am working on myself.
Not if you're not staying present, you're not.
You said staying present?
By doing the silent prayer and staying out of your thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. I'm working on it. I need to work harder, I know. But I'm trying.
You don't need to work harder. You need to do it. Why are you not doing it?
I don't know why I'm not doing it. I mean,
I'm always in my head. What?
I said I'm always in my head. Other than that, I don't really have an answer to why I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it because you love your misery. You love being at work and looking at these people. And thinking that they're judging you and they don't like you because you're black and they ain't never seen a black person and blah, blah, blah. You love that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you would let it go. Why you love your misery?
I don't love it.
And then let it go.
Okay, I will.
Why you love your misery?
I actually hate it. I don't love it.
Well, you hate what you love and you love what you hate, and that's the problem. You're not to love nor hate.
Well, I'll start doing the silent prayer a lot more day and night.
Because you
making that a priority.
Do what you want, but I recommend you do because you're totally in your head. It is so abnormal. There's nothing normal about thinking what others are thinking about you. That's abnormal. That's evil. You're not supposed to even, those thoughts are strictly from the devil to give you pain and make you overreact.
Right.
So that makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I recommend for now, and then you see what to do. Stay away from anger, of course, and then do the silent prayer so you go there or anywhere and you'll be at peace no matter where you are because you're not lost in the darkness of thoughts. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything.
So stay out of my head, basically.
Yeah. Because you're the devil when you're in your head.
Okay.
You show you be of the light and not of the darkness. Can I hear your you say you have a ghetto personality and a white personality?
No, I don't have a ghetto personality. It's just like I said, working with who I work with, I feel like sometimes I talk in slang.
Let me hear you talk in slang.
Understand.
No, white people don't want to know. Y'all got any bread over there? Let me hear your slang talk.
I can't.
You can't what?
It just comes out naturally. I can't force it.
So right now I'm hearing your white voice?
No, this is how I normally talk. I mean, I work in customer service, so I'm kind of conditioned.
So which one is your real voice, your slang one or your white customer service one?
My customer service one. I mean, it depends on who I'm talking to, what we're talking about. Then maybe I start talking in slang language or whatever.
Give me an example of you speaking in slang.
I can't, Jesse.
Why? Y'all want some watermelon?
I can't.
Y'all got any watermelon here?
See, that's probably something I said at work, and they was looking at me like, what the hell is she talking about?
But, Jasmine, in all seriousness, you're making a horrible mistake spending one iota of a moment looking at other people thinking what they're thinking about you. That is pure evil. Because the thought's going to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So I recommend, it's up to you, of course, you do the silent prayer, stay with it. And when those thoughts, when you're at work and the thought's going to say, oh, look, they're looking at you. They ain't used to seeing no black people around here. You just let that pass, do nothing about it so you can get over that. Because you should be able to go. And you will be if you do what I tell you, suggest to you. You'll be able to go anywhere in the world around anyone, around a crowd or around one, and you'll be at perfect peace. But you listen to the devil, you thought you're never going to find peace there.
Okay. I'll take your advice.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
And you told Harpo to beat me. You ever heard that? Oh, she's gone. Amazing. Let me go to Sarah, first time caller out of the Netherlands. Sarah, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
All is well. Smile, Sarah. Won't you smile a while with me? Happy Men History Month, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm calling from the Netherlands. So,
amazing.
Yeah. I have been listening to you for some time now, and I just want to thank you for spreading the awareness, and thank you for waking me up.
Right on. You stay with us. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet.
No, I know. I know. I'm trying. So I'm doing the silent prayer in the morning and in the night. Only in the morning I wake up at 6, and I only have 10 to 5 minutes, and I'm not sure if that's enough.
5 minutes, you say?
5 to 10 minutes to do the silent prayer before I go to work.
And you wake up at 6?
Yes.
Can you wake up at 5:45 and do it for 15 minutes?
I had it in my mind.
Are you black?
No.
Oh. Wake up. You white?
Yes.
Oh, white people get up early.
Yeah, I know. My work starts at 7:30, so.
So I recommend that you get up, wake up at least 5:45.
Yes.
And just get up and maybe wash your face and go sit for at least 15 minutes.
All right, I will do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes I almost fall asleep, but I will do the water thing, so probably will work.
Yeah, that'll kind of help wake you up.
Yeah, all right. I booked a counseling on Wednesday with you, but I wanted to try if it works, the phone call to the radio show. So, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, and I will see you Wednesday.
Oh, you have a counseling session coming up Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Looking at the board, you wanted to ask me something about, do you still want to do it in counseling, or you want to ask me about making decisions?
Yeah, because I'm 27 now, and I wanted to go back to college to study some more, but I'm not sure if that's because that's also a thought again.
And why do you want to go back for more?
I am some kind of oral hygienist. I am internally practiced by the dentist.
Right.
So I don't have, like, my degree paper. And if I do get my degree paper, then I will get 3 times the amount of what I earn now for the same job.
And so will you become a dentist?
Oral hygienist.
Oh, okay. And is it expensive going to college over there?
Sorry?
Does it cost a lot of money to go to school?
Yes. So, I forgave my mother, but I wanted to take some steps back, but she could help me with the college money. So I'm figuring that out. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
No.
And so you're doing intern work now, you say?
So I'm not sure how to pronounce it in English, but I am one step below an oral hygienist. So we almost do the same, but if you are an oral hygienist on paper, you can go deeper in the gums to clean.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And based on what you've said, that is a good trait to have because you can go anywhere in the world to do that. And so if you want to go back and get your degree so you can make the top dollars, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, me neither. And I like it. So.
Yeah. And it's not like you're going to school to study women history and all that mess or black history.
No, thank you. No.
So it's like you're getting a trait. So. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, me neither, but yeah.
So if you want to do it, absolutely.
All right, thank you. That was it, actually. I just wanted to thank you. I admire you really, really much.
And you stay with us, Sarah. You haven't seen anything yet. So stay with the silent prayer. never get angry about anything with anyone for any reason, and you will have a life that was created for you by God. It would be amazing.
I want that. And I know I'm evil still, so I want to get the, I want God to remove everything. So.
And he will. And all you got to do now is just stay with the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. Be aware of them, but do nothing about it. Don't react to them. Don't overreact. Don't blame anyone, not even yourself. Don't get mad. Just be the watcher of thoughts and go on about your life, doing your work, and your life will naturally, automatically change from hate to love, and you will have an amazing life.
Yes, will do. And I will talk to you on Wednesday for some more questions.
All right, Sarah. Amazing.
All right. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye now. We'll talk Wednesday.
Yes.
We have the best counseling service on the planet by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. Call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com. Phone, Skype, or in-house. Hate says it's not walk-in, Jesse. It's in-house. In person. Super.
Super chats.
Couple of super chats here. Appreciate it. Someone with a coffee says, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, welcome, JLP show member, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Walkin' Roscoe with a super chat says, is there another problem? Quick, put yet another angry black woman in charge of something. What a mess. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
Amazing. Stay with it. He was referring to that government person that wanted another program for the lawbreakers. Amazing. In California. Thank you.
Charlie's been a member for 7 months, says, starting our 8th anniversary with JLP, Nick News, not the trick news. Love you guys. Stillness is wisdom.
That's right. Stay with it. And congratulations on your 8th anniversary. Amazing.
SLP with Faith, I think, says, welcome to the JLP show member. Appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Eric with some coffee says, in response to the biblical question,
why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
What? Masculinity is sacrifice. Femininity is innocence. At the core of all thinking is the belief that women are innocent, and it drives the selfish nature of men and women, which inevitably perceives the man as dispensable.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone with the coffee says, hello, Jesse. I started a class where the teacher has a medical condition. The devil immediately started giving me thoughts of fear. I am embarrassed that I am this weak spiritually. Should I drop the class so I can get stronger spiritually so I don't struggle with fear?
You get stronger spiritually by not being embarrassed, number one, because there's no one there to be embarrassed. And number two, you become spiritually strong by dropping all anger and being aware. Stay present. Drop it out. And I'm not telling you to drop out or not. I don't know the situation of the teacher or what's going on. But you're not going to get strong by just dropping out of a class. You get strong by dropping anger. Amazing. Thank you. I wish you well.
Thank you. ADHD says, met an old pastor at gym. He believes in speaking in tongues. I told him I don't believe it and it's nonsense. He kept trying to convince me. I just kept saying, I don't believe it, and said, why? Is that arguing?
No, don't argue. You say I believe it, that's fine. What the? Oh, amazing.
I think that's all the time we have right now.
I
got some more.
I gotta take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls and more super chats, all right? But I gotta take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, with the anchor babies coming now. The anchor baby's on it, folks. He's doing a hate job, his job, and Bond job. What the? Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
That was 2 hours of Jesse Lee Peterson's show, Country Western Tuesday, third hour coming right up. A little bit of drama here with ABC. They're taking on the FCC. Disney-owned ABC filed a federal lawsuit today against the FCC, accusing the agency of a retaliatory campaign that violates its First Amendment rights. The suit filed in Washington, D.C., seeks a temporary restraining order to stop the FCC from proceeding with an unusual early review of licenses for 8 ABC-owned stations, years ahead of schedule. ABC argues that the Trump administration is punishing the network for its programming and news coverage. The months-long dispute has centered on late-night host Jimmy Kimmel's jokes about the president and first lady, barely a joke, scrutiny of The View, and probes into ABC's diversity policies. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr ordered the early renewals, which ABC calls pretextual and an effort to coerce changes in editorial decisions. Awesome! ABC says the administration has repeatedly attacked its speech and now threatens its broadcast licenses. The company is asking the court to halt further action and block any attempts to sanction the network over content. The FCC has not yet commented. This marks a major escalation in this ongoing battle over free speech and broadcast regulation. Someone save the broadcasters. And a little drama over in Gaza. I don't know, I'll call it little, but a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, ended with an agreement that Israel will continue targeted strikes in Gaza. According to a report in Haaretz, the talks took place Monday after Kushner met Hamas officials the previous day. Those officials said they remained committed to the disarmament plan announced by President Trump and the Board of Peace. Later Monday, Kushner told Fox News the United States would not restrict Israel's right to defend itself, and that one purpose of the meeting was to clarify what that means. He described the disarmament deal as a win-win for Israel. Either Hamas disarms, or if it fails to follow through, Israel would have greater U.S. and international support to finish the job. President Trump separately said Israel should stop striking Gaza because Hamas has agreed to lay down its weapons. However, the outcome of the Kushner-Netanyahu meeting suggests limited pressure on Israel to halt attacks. And war drama going on elsewhere. Russia's liquidity problems. Russians are reportedly pulling billions of dollars from the country's banks, driven by fears the Kremlin could seize deposits to help fund the war in Ukraine. In the first 2 weeks of August alone, nearly $3.4 billion was withdrawn, adding to more than $11 billion taken out in June and July. The cash outflows creating serious liquidity shortages across the banking sector, already strained by rising bad debts and wartime lending demands. The shortage is undermining the government's ability to raise money through bond sales. Russia's finance ministry relies heavily on domestic government bonds, known as OFZs, to cover a growing budget deficit fueled by military spending. The governments of the world are spending. It's AI, it's this wars and other things, hoping it pays off. Global bonds, a global sell-off in government bonds is intensifying, not just Russia. Tuesday, driving long-term borrowing costs to multi-decade highs, U.S.'s 30-year Treasury yields climbed to their highest level since 2007, while the 10-year yield pushed towards level last seen in early 2025. German, French, and Japanese yields neared all-time highs. Investors are fretting over three main pressures: ballooning fiscal deficits in the U.S. and elsewhere, renewed inflation worries as oil prices held above $90 a barrel, and a flood of corporate bond issuance from AI giants. Okay, basically, governments sell bonds, basically an IOU. Investors, like companies and yourself, purchase those bonds and get paid in interest over time. The AI spending wave is competing with governments for the same pool of investor money, driving all these costs higher. To make it even simpler, we're leveraged for the gills for AGI and the great things that hopefully coming in the future. We're hoping that all goes well, right? But enough of the news. We're mere seconds away from the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country Western Tuesday.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question is a doozy. It's an amazing question. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we are heard around the world, you heard Sarah calling from the Netherlands. And you got to run around because of the different time zone. You can listen on your phone and podcast and listen on your phone no matter what you're doing. Hiking, walking, running, whatever. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
And every Tuesday is a reminder of the good old days when America was America and country music was country music. Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul.
and I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing country and western Tuesday. I want to go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh been waiting a while out of Sweet Home, Georgia, on my mind. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Yes, sir. Happy Man History Month, Josh.
Yes, sir. Right back at you.
Okay.
I was going to take a stab at that biblical question.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
I just know that every married guy I know is it's like he's underneath his wife. It's like that order of Satan over women, over men, over children, all in society, you know. And so that's everyone automatically is subject to that order, and they hold women to a higher, you know, as a higher, like they're more subservient to women over men, and you can treat men any kind of way and it's excused because of that order.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just the norm, you know. It's just the norm in America, and everybody's in that, you know, whether you're black, white, or Mexican, or anybody.
Nowadays, they put even the child or children are over the man.
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right.
I know you're a truck driver. Have you ran into any of that rain, storms, and things they've been having?
Yeah. So not any, like, major ones, but I'm hearing there's the fires over there on the west side of the country, like the forest fires up in, like, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and Oregon. Everyone's talking about that. That's, like, cause it's super smoky and
foggy, that.
Yeah.
I know that down in Indiana, like Gary and Chicago, and those areas, they've been having a lot of rains.
Rainstorms.
Tornadoes or whatever. Trees falling everywhere. It's a mess down there.
Yeah, I guess my dispatcher keeps me away from all of that. You know, they try to keep me out of the harm's way because it's their truck, you know. So
right on. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's always it.
Well, I appreciate it, John, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Amazing. Let me go to David out of Texas. David, you are on the air.
Yes, Lee Peterson.
Hey, David.
How are you, sir?
All is well.
Good, good. So I've got baby mama drama, and I hate even saying that as a 57-year-old man.
How old is your baby?
Well, the one I'm calling about is 17.
Oh, okay.
So
you have a 17-year-old son or daughter?
Well, I've got 5 kids with 4 different women.
What the? No, what do you have baby mama drama?
Drama. Yes, sir, I do.
Why are you having so many different women?
I have two. I got 2 handfuls of baby mama drama.
You love the drama.
Right. Right. Well, there was definitely a part of me that did love it for some stupid reason before. Now I'm not a big fan. Now that I've started to wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a... The daughter that I'm talking about, her mother has taken ill and supposedly is not able to get out of bed and this, that, and the other. I don't know. I don't talk to her. And her her mother, my daughter's mother, has definitely turned her against me. She's not mean to me or anything like that. She just, you know, she doesn't reach out. And so I got a message from this woman this morning saying that I should be ashamed of myself and that I should be more present in my daughter's life, because now that her mother's in bad health, she needs me now more than ever. And I want to fire back at her. I haven't sent any, she just sent me a text message. I haven't sent anything back to her. But there's part of me that wants to, say, look, I forgive you for turning my daughter against me, but there's no sense in us having any kind of conversation. I really just don't even know what to do. I feel like I should just not say anything at all.
And your question for me is what?
Should I say anything back to her at all?
So your daughter is, how old is your daughter, 15?
17, yeah.
17. And does your daughter want to be with you or around you?
I mean, I don't know, Jesse. I don't know.
Why don't you ask her? She's 15.
I've had her, I drive a truck, and I had her in the truck with me, for a week last year, and I thought maybe she'd want to go, do it again this year, but she never reached out, and, I don't want to push myself on her, you know what I mean?
Does her mother try to keep her away from you?
I'm sure she does, and if she doesn't try to physically, she definitely, has told her whatever she wants to tell her, your daddy don't love you. I don't know what she tells her.
Yeah, you don't want to assume, but let me ask.
Right.
When you try to be with your daughter, has her mother gotten
she's
in
fine.
The way of that?
No, not really.
So then, you have never asked, your daughter's 15 years old, why don't you ask her, let her know that, you hear that the mother's sick, and the mother want us to be her to be in my life a little bit more now because whatever going on. Why don't you have a real conversation with your 15-year-old daughter to see where she's coming from?
Okay.
No, Matt, that was a question.
I can do that.
Why have you?
I
done
can
that?
Do that.
Why have you done that?
Well, I mean, I have spoken to her, and at the beginning of the summer, she said she wanted to come out and stay with me for a week, but when that was before the summer hit, and then when the summer hit, then I haven't really heard too much from her, and she's got a little boyfriend, and all that. So I just don't want to push myself on her. I want her to know she knows that she can come to me. I mean, I've made that clear.
Do you have a caller?
Every once in a while, I send her and all my kids a Bible verse every morning, and just let them know that I'm here. But no, I don't.
And so, if you're not participating in their lives, and they are younger than you, they're the children. How do they know that you want to be with them?
Because I told them.
You told all of them?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
More than a dozen times.
All right. Well, I recommend, do what you want, of course, that if this lady is letting you know she's ill, your 15-year-old needs you now even more so, and it doesn't sound like she's getting in the way, the 15-year-old, you can ask her if you want to come in with you. And she, at 15, they'll say yes or no.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I will. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Cody, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Cody, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing this morning?
All is well, Cody.
I just wanted to call and talk about that other caller you had, Jasmine, talking about how all the white people and the Mexican people were looking at her, you know, maybe giving her a dirty look because she's black and whatnot.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I used to be like that years ago. Used to create events that or problems that weren't there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not the victim mentality that a lot of blacks are taught in her. Maybe it is. I don't know. But people create problems that are
Tony, are you, you're not on a Bluetooth or anything, right?
No, sir.
Okay,
no,
sweet radio. Stay close to your phone there.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it tends to be a little staticky-like. But just stay with it. Go ahead.
Okay, but as I was saying,
oh, yeah. Cody, hold on. Don't hang up. You've been waiting for a while. I'm going to let Derek work with you on the phone, and I'll come back to you. Don't hang up. Derek, see what's going on with his phone. I want to, before I go back to the callers and the super chat, there are two sound bites I really need to play for you. And earlier I talked about how human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. There's nothing good and never will be in human being, in human nature, right? And if you do return to the Father, the nature that you will have will be that of the Father, love working through you, not will be your own. And I want to show you an example. And, I mean, you do this in your mind when you're judging, when you're angry, when you're resentful or whatever. You do it in your mind. You don't have to be a outward action or reaction. Even when you judge, you're doing the same thing. I want to show you this couple. According to KTLA 5, a couple remains in shock after they said a driver tried to run them over while they were walking their dog. Walking the dog. Or dog.
Hey, Court. Disturbing video for sure. This happened in broad daylight while this park was full of people. This couple tonight speaking to us in hopes of getting this driver off the streets.
Yeah, it was terrifying. And it happened so fast.
In seconds, a routine dog walk escalated to road rage.
And he just turned his car, accelerated at us, and tried to run us over, completely unprovoked.
Security cameras captured the couple's frightening encounter Wednesday evening at 9th and Luzerne, just off Harold Henry Park in LA's Mid-Wilshire.
Almost immediately, he started yelling at us.
Ben and his fiancée, Celine, were walking their dog, Olive. They were on the phone and waved the driver to go at the intersection.
And then we hear him say, "What, you don't speak effing English?"
And at that point, you know, we put the phone down, just told him, like, hey, move along.
And then all of a sudden, he drives his car into us.
They watched as the driver of this orange Mitsubishi Mirage spun around and aimed for them on the sidewalk.
I pulled our dog out of the way, and I stepped to the left. He just barely missed me. And Celine started running as fast as she could, just directly back into the trees.
I looked back. I was screaming and running, and I saw his car right behind me.
He went down back out onto the street through these two trees, came back to the stop sign, and at that point he said, like, you guys are effing scared now, right?
So he tried to save the dog and not her?
I guess so.
So he pulled the dog out of the way, but left Celine there. Poor Celine had to run on her own.
I would have at least said I went to the left with the dog and pushed Celine to the right,
right,
saving her life.
Oh, no one was injured, and the Uber driver dash cam captured. Oh, no one was injured. KTLA 5.
Hey, Court, disturbing video for sure. This happened in broad. The car raced off toward Olympic. Dash cam from an Uber driver got the Colorado license plate and a good look at the driver.
I'm just really scared because this person is obviously unhinged, looking to start altercations with people.
We call her little mama.
I mean, he very easily could have hurt Olive, and so, you know, she's such a small little dog.
Thankfully, they weren't hurt. They reported the menacing driver to LAPD and are urging anyone who might know this person or see this vehicle with its distinctive orange color, bumper stickers on the back, and Colorado plates to report it.
Amazing, huh? So now you still think anger is good? I'm listening. I'm waiting. Anger is just a human emotion. It was just my imagination. What a mess, huh? You got to overcome anger. Satan had that man to react like that if it's true. Let me go back to Cody, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Cody, let's see if you're following better. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
That's much better, yes.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying, I'm a mixed person myself, half white, half black. I went to an all-white school, and I caught hell, a lot of hell for it because of my skin tone. And, you know, I'll say going through it was tough, but most of the kids that did not like me at the start, because all they knew is what their parents told them. They told them, oh, you know, black people are ghetto, this, that, which there are a lot, obviously. There are a lot. I mean, you both know that. But after they got to know me and I didn't have that victim mentality, they started to see, oh, well, you're not like this. So I recommend Jasmine, be friendly like you were suggesting earlier. Be friendly.
Yeah.
Be open.
Yeah.
And don't have that victim mentality and don't feel, oh, well, they're all judging me. They might not even be judging you. Maybe they haven't seen a black person, which I highly doubt that. I doubt that. Yeah, I was going to say. But, I mean, we're so common. But, you know, just be yourself, be friendly, and give them a reason to know that, hey, you know, maybe not all black people aren't ghetto. You know, maybe they're all not thugs trying to rob or do any crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's more so what I wanted to say.
So your father black or your mother?
My father's black, yeah.
And your mom white?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. I believe, as you just said, is that she was in her mind about it, and the devil's telling her what they're thinking and what they're feeling, and she's reacting to that. Because in reality, Cody, it's not normal at all to think about what other people are thinking about you and to look at them and see they're looking at you and now the devil tell you all that mess. I know for a fact if she stopped doing that, she'll be free.
Absolutely, sir, because I know I'm free.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. I just started listening to you this year and I went ahead and went and forgave my mom because, you know, I'm in one of those situations, of one of those stereotypes where my dad was a player, you know, playing the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, broken household. But I went. I forgave my mom. I forgave my father. And I feel a lot better.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know what's interesting about that, Cody? Forgiveness is the way out of the misery. Something that is so simple, and yet most people make that difficult to do, is to forgive. All you got to do is forgive. And you, as you just say, you see your way out of all situations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. And I told my mom, I told her to forgive my dad because she was on the phone crying, you know, saying how he was never there. And, you know, she would have to see me on the front porch, you know, and my dad would say he'd come to visit me and he just wouldn't show up. And as a child, I would sit there and go, why? Why does my dad not like me? You know, I would always have that. And it never was my dad not liking me or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't my fault.
That's
I can't
right.
force him to be there.
That's right. Amazing. So, are you doing the silent prayer?
No, sir, but I'm going to research it. I've heard you talk about it a few times in your videos, and I'd like to learn more about it and do it.
Yeah, go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Yes, sir.
And now that you've gone and forgiven, all you got to do concerning your spiritual life is to practice staying present. Instead of being lost in your head, think about the past or the future or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I have to be a better man for my three kids because, I mean, I'm married now. You know, I got married at 18, been married for almost 9 years.
Amazing.
I got three beautiful children.
How old are you?
I am 27 years old, sir.
That's
about to be 28 this year.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes, she does.
Right on. You married to a black woman or a white one?
White one.
She's white.
I'm sure you know why.
Well, amazing. Well, do the silent prayer, and I'm telling you, Cody, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yes, sir. I will. Thank you, Jesse, for everything you do. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye now. I have a men's history moment. It is men's history month. I have a men's history moment, and then I get back to your calls and super chat. My producer gave me this. I've not seen it yet, but he gave it to me this morning. Derek did. And it's about a guy named Oscar Michaud. And he was, according to this report, he was a legendary director and producer who blossomed in Chicago during the 20th century. This is from the Aaron Evans via YouTube.
The most successful filmmaker of the 20th century was born on a farm in Metropolis, Illinois, on January 2, 1884. When Michaud was 17 years old, he moved to Chicago to live with his older brother, who worked as a waiter. Michaud became dissatisfied with what he viewed as his brother's way of living the good life. He went on to rent his own place and found work in the stockyards, which he found rather difficult. He went from the stockyards to the steel mills and ended up spending time moving from job to job. After being swindled out of $2 by an employment agency, Michaud decided to become his own boss. His first business was the Shoeshine Stand, which he set up at a wealthy African-American barbershop away from Chicago competition. Here, Michaud would learn the basic strategies of business and start to save money.
Amazing. See how the good old days was? Black people were not victims back then. What the... He later became a poor man porter on a major railroad. You too.
He later became a poor man porter on the major railroads, at that time considered prestigious employment for African Americans because it was relatively stable, well paid, and secure, and it enabled travel and interaction with new people. This job would serve as an informal education for Michaud. He profited financially and also gained contacts and knowledge about the world through traveling. By the time he left the position, Michaud had seen much of the United States, had a couple thousand dollars saved in his bank account, and had made a number of connections with wealthy white people who would help his future endeavors.
Amazing, huh? From job to job, doing what you gotta do. I promise you, you've been lied to about black people, about what's happening in the South and how things were. You've been set up. You've been duped. He moved to North Dakota, and where he bought land.
Michaud moved to Gregory County, South Dakota, where he bought land and worked as a homesteader. This experience would inspire his first novels and films. Michaud's years as a homesteader allowed him to learn more about human relations and farming. While farming, Michaud decided to concentrate more on his writing. And in 1913, 1,000 copies of his first book, The Conquest, The Story of a Negro Pioneer, were printed. In 1918, his novel, The Homesteader, dedicated to Booker T. Washington, attracted the attention of George Johnson, the manager of the Lincoln Motion Picture Company in Los Angeles. Michaud wanted to be directly involved in the adaptation of his book into a movie, but Johnson resisted and never produced a film. Instead, Michaud founded his own company, the Michaud Film and Book Company, located in Chicago.
Amazing, huh? See how he's not begging? He's not feeling like a victim. And this was back, way back when. You've been lied to, black people. You have not always been victims. His company, First Project, received high praise. Oh, after the break. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Stretch off on pills.net. We'll come back, finish that, and back to your calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Jesse. Quick announcement. No hate report today. He's working, but from home. He's still working, you know, right? He's involved in everything that's happening right now, except he's not here. He'll be back soon. The hate report. No hate report. But American Anchor Baby is here on the job. Doing a hate job, bond job, making radio things happen, and preparing for his show. He's on it, and I'm grateful. The American Anchor Baby, 11 a.m. Pacific time. As always, from 11 to 1. Amazing. And then, don't forget, ladies, the Women's Forum this Thursday night. It is the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not, already. The summertime is going by, and the living is easy. This Thursday at 7 p.m. for ladies only. I want to play this last soundbite from the Man History Month moment. And this is the final one about this guy, Oscar Micheaux. And I want to remind y'all, you know how you've been hearing over and over and over again that Jim Crow held the people back, the blacks back, and that slavery was keeping the blacks back and all that. Well, apparently Oscar didn't know about that or hear about it. He moved on with his life and had an amazing life, according to the story. Here's where his company, First Project, received high praises. Watch this from YouTube.
Micheaux contacted wealthy academic connections from his earlier career as a porter and sold stock for his company at $75 to $100 a share. The company's first project was the production of The Homesteader as a feature film. Mashal hired actors and actresses and decided to have the premiere in Chicago. The film and Mashal received high praise from film critics. One article credited Mashal with a historic breakthrough. The Homesteader became known as Mashal's breakout film and helped him become widely known as a writer and filmmaker. Mashal would go on to have a major career as a film producer and director, producing over 40 films from 1919 to 1948, just a 29-year span. Mashal died on March 25th, 1951, at the age of 67.
Isn't that amazing? I thought black people couldn't make it back then. I thought slavery was holding them back. They didn't have land. They were not businessmen. And if you remember in this story, the white people helped them, even back then, in the way they did with the so-called Jim Crow law. White and black people worked together. You've been lied to, folks. Well, congratulations, the Men's History Moment. August is Men's History. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I want to show you one other quick example of a real man, alpha male. A man that don't take any crap and is making America great again. I love how this black Oscar was living an amazing life. That's how it was when I was growing up, folks. Speaking of Men's History Moment, Fox News is reporting. President Donald Trump shut down a CNN reporter during a tense exchange in the Oval Office. She was all, according to him, disrespecting. He was trying to have a normal meeting. This is from X.
Quiet. You're very disrespectful in front of this young man. Okay? Don't you find her disrespectful? He understands. Quiet. Who are you with?
I'm with CNN.
Fake news. You're fake news. You're loud. You're a loud, boisterous person. You're fake news. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. You're a fake reporter, and you report fake news. Go ahead.
Mr. President, is there enough food on the USS Lincoln?
Yeah, it is. That was a CNN fake report.
Amazing. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, God. Or thank you, God, and thank you, Mr. President. Amazing. Fake news, he said. Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Super chat.
Couple of super chats. Appreciate it. Thank you. ADHD says the pastor was ticked when I told him speaking in tongues was nonsense. Another super chat continuation from the earlier one.
I bet. What the? Amazing. Stay with it.
Carver with the super chat says, lady ignoring customers wondering why they staring.
I read my case. She's going to get better. Amazing. Thank you.
Stuck in New York donated 377 gold pills. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Sion with a coffee says, good morning, Jesse, darling.
Good morning. How are you?
She said,
I was wondering if we could get together to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal you. I ain't done much healing. Hello? How are you? Right. Amazing.
She says, busy back at work. I think I want to call soon with some questions. How is Hake doing? Now he's just MIA.
He's doing much, much better. He was here Sunday, and so he's doing much better. He'll be back soon. So hold him up in your prayers. Thank you, C.I. But yeah, he's doing much better.
Taylor with a coffee says, answer to the biblical question.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Because evil people have sold the lie that women should go out and conquer the world and compete with men, and men are too weak to stand up and lead.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I believe that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I really, really do appreciate you all helping us to help others through your donations, your super chats, and everything. Thank you very much. Let me go quickly to the business phone. Let me go to first-time caller out of Georgia, Dwayne out of Georgia. Dwayne, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Jesse? I'm a long-time fan of yours. I've been listening to you now for over 10 years.
That's amazing. Happy Man History Month, Dwayne.
Yes, sir. Happy Man History Month. I guess it's a little off topic, but it's kind of the what you were saying about how they discriminate against men and not women.
Yeah.
Okay. One perfect example that I'm noticing is you did that show the other day about the woman strangling all three of her children.
Lindsay Clancy,
and how the other lady came on talking about how all the women see themselves in this lady.
Yeah.
And that's scary because I said, this woman strangled three babies with her bare hands and ain't nobody talking about it. None of the white people are talking about it. They seem to be more interested and saying stuff about black people, but you got a white woman that strangled all three of her babies with her bare hands, and none of them are talking about it. That was a man that had done that. It'll be everywhere.
Everywhere, everyone will be talking about it, and they will be attacking him like nothing going north. So just to remind the people from ABC 7, on January 24th, 2023, Lindsay Clancy killed her three children by strangling them with exercise-resistant bands in the basement. And you're right, man. If that had been any man done that, it would be... All men would be bad. All men would be hate children. All kind of stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't be no. It was forgiveness. I found it amazing out of the white people. It's like it's forgiveness for this woman for killing three children. And I'm like, why ain't they talking about this morning? Why are they getting up talking about ghetto black people and all this other stuff about us when you got a white woman that did something like that? See, the same, she's white and she's a woman, and it's like, okay, we don't want to discuss that. We just more instant talk about ghetto black folks or whatever.
And what else was interesting about it is that there was these experts and other women saying that they would like that whatever Lindsay was doing or happened to her, that's in every woman. That most women.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all gonna kill the children? What?
you killed three children.
Yeah,
and it's like because she's a woman and she's white and it's like they're forgiving her. But I say if a man had if a black man had done that, they couldn't. But yes, they would have to put him like somewhere where nobody couldn't reach him or whatever. I mean, I just said it's amazing that, what you call that, hypocrisy amongst a lot of white people with stuff like that. And I say, man, boy, if I said if a man had done that, let alone a black man had done that, I say, man, they couldn't put that man in the jailhouse because they kill him.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Gil out of Arizona. Gil, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Gil.
Hey, how are you?
All is well.
Good, good, good. Listen, I heard you do a video a couple days ago where it was about asking God for help.
Yes.
And you said...
For help or help?
No, for help, like help me.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, for help.
Right.
And you said that it was okay to verbalize it in your mind. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Isn't that like talking to yourself? Isn't that like being nuts? But you did say that.
Well, I don't know if I said in the mind, and maybe I did. I'm not saying I didn't. But I do know that you can, you know, worry, come, you need help. God, help me with this. I can't handle this on my own. I can't do this. And just say it and drop it and move on. Don't dwell on it at all.
Okay. Okay, because even yesterday you did a show where about this lady, this Hispanic lady who was talking to herself, and talking to herself, and you said, "You're nuts."
Yeah, crazy people talk to themselves.
Right. So then I thought, if you ask God for help, isn't that like talking to yourself? But you're saying, if you just do it real quick and then don't chew on it for hours, then it's okay.
Don't even think about it. Let it pass.
Okay. Okay.
Amazing.
That's a very, very subtle distinction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, great.
Right on. Thank you, Gil.
Okay, many thanks. Bye-bye. Stay
well. I will, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Healers only, because healers only don't get the results. Only
Rick.
Doers get results. So we are.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Rick, what's that noise?
Put it in practice and put it into action.
That's your wife?
Can you hear me now?
Is that your wife?
No, that's the radio. No, that's the radio. What's going on with you?
I was
going
to say, are you married to a white woman?
No, that was a biblical teacher I was listening to.
You listened to a woman?
You know what? I think that was a woman teaching that.
That was a woman. That's a drag queen.
man. So
go ahead, Rick.
I just know. Yeah, it's BBN. They have different teachers coming in.
Need to promote it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. My mistake. I'll be skipping. Please forgive me, Jeff. Yeah, but I was calling, man. You know, it's amazing how people, man, are now that if they disagree with you, they ready to cut you off real fast, man. That's the evil spirit. Would you agree with me, Jeff?
Yeah, it is, of course. It's very judgmental.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Because I posted on social media. A lot of people don't realize that Trump helps a lot of Christians overseas, which you don't hear about. You heard of in Nigeria, how they had the Islamic extremists out there. They was even killing their own Muslims out there. Did you hear about that, Jesse?
It looked like I may have heard that for sure. Yes, I think so. But it's not clear in my mind right now, but yeah.
Yeah, the Islamic group is all, what's that, Bokum Haran. That's the extremist group that was out there doing that, and Trump took a stance on that. You know what I'm saying? And
I kind of remember that story.
And even here, anytime missionaries if they got caught, he freed them. And I don't remember no other president going to the extreme like that.
President Trump is the best president that, in my lifetime, I've ever heard of or seen, and this country is so fortunate to have President Trump.
They don't see it, though, Jeff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they do. They're just angry, and when you're angry, you can't see the truth. You reject the truth, and they know it, and they know that he is, but they won't admit it because they have anger. They want to be in control.
I had my childhood friend from Gary, Indiana, Jesse, and when I put that post up, he like said, "Man, how would Grandma feel about you supporting Trump? He ain't worth 2 cents on earth." I said, "Well, if she disowns me, she's not a real friend anyway."
That's right. Where's Grandma now?
You know, she dead.
So why would anybody? What the? She dead. Why would anybody care about what Grandma think? And Grandma dead. What the?
Yeah, you know it's crazy, man. I'm just he's like, "Well, we friend was in our friendship." I said, "Shut." And it's fact. You guys hate President Trump because of the doggone media, man. If it wasn't for the media, y'all wouldn't even have an opinion on him because y'all wouldn't know about it.
He wanted to end the friendship with you because of that?
No, he said, I ain't gonna end our friendship because of this.
Oh, okay.
I said, it was just like COVID. You remember during COVID time when people said, "If you ain't get the shot, don't come over."
Yeah.
And turn around.
Yeah.
Most of them called blood clots and everything. I mean, sick and stuff, all that stuff, man.
Yeah, no, the president around the world is better as a result of Donald Trump. They got issues that they're working on, but the whole world is better because of Trump.
I really pray that the streets of Hormuz come out well for him, too, because if he can score that one, Jesse, that would be a huge victory for him, man.
He gonna own the Hormuz.
Gas prices go down. And I'm telling you, people are prosperous with President Trump. People look at their 401ks, it's going up.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy, man, how people like blacks wanna suffer, man. You can't, it's like they say go minister to the blacks. It's like Jesse's almost like, "Man, I don't even want to waste the air out of my mouth." So, and I don't want to get that way.
Yeah.
But you wind up arguing with them.
Yeah, do not argue with them. Don't ever argue with anyone about anything. You have nothing to prove to anyone.
That's right.
Amazing.
Sometimes you got to let them, like your favorite word, let them suffer.
That's right. Let them suffer and die.
I mean, let them. Yeah. And look at Chicago. I hate to say this, Justice, they got a good mayor candidate running against the men up in there now. They're going to vote for that same mayor, and then after they elect him, they're going to complain about him.
Yeah.
You guys are insane.
Human beings get what they deserve. They have the life they want. Rick.
Exactly. Yes,
Rick,
sir.
Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Justice. Love you, man. You said hate coming back real soon?
Yeah, he'll be back soon.
Okay, good. I keep them in prayer, then. All right, love you guys. Y'all be blessed. Thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
You too, Rick.
Everybody in that mall, we're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Love y'all. Be good.
You too. Did you hear about, if this is true, this is beta, if it's true, from the Daily Loud. A boyfriend found out his girlfriend was allegedly cheating on him and lost his mind, according to a report from X. That's 18-7. There ain't no turning back. He doesn't have it. Super.
Super chats.
It's what?
He's sending it to her. Derek just said he's sending it to her.
He does. In fact, he will refresh. But we did get one super chat here from N Heat with a coffee says, "Evil is no respecter of persons. There was a black father in New Orleans last year that killed all 8 of his children, shot his ex, and killed himself at the community. And the community had compassion on him knowing that such evil is not of man's doing, but Satan's."
I remember that. I kind of remember that story. You remember that?
I don't.
It was a black guy. In where?
Oh, New Orleans?
Yeah.
I think I do remember that.
I kind of remember that story. Thank you. Very good reminder. I don't remember all the details and where we got it from. I do that remember that we reported on that.
And that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Very good point. Do we have that video?
Kurt says yes.
Watch this from Daily Loud. They said his boyfriend went crazy when he found out that she allegedly cheated on him from ex. So he's supposed to be dragging her by the hair out of the truck. And these guys are trying to stop her.
I got him camera, don't worry about it.
Please stop. If that is true, it's because he found that out. Talking about making a woman his god, huh? What the? You should only have one god. Stop making your thoughts and your emotions, so-called good ones or bad ones, your god. Give up all your treasures and follow God, follow Christ. And the lady was saying he loved her in the end there. But I'm not sure it wasn't clear. I am out of time. I can't. I'm just out of time. Stay with it. Stay with it to the callers and all y'all. Super chat, thank you. The No Hate today. No Hate. But the American Anchor Baby at 11. All right. And don't forget to donate. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. Or rebuildingaman.com/donate. rebuildingaman.com/donate. And I do appreciate it. I'm out of time. Take care, folks. I appreciate it. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.